Ian presented me a case, and his patient, I think, didn't have any hair loss, but did have nausea and vomiting. Again, your patient?
Nausea, yeah.
Some nausea?
Fair amount of nausea.
What about hair loss?
No hair loss.
So, you know, I was telling him that, you know, there's one thing when you see a big strategy where a drug's added to something else, you need a big phase 3 trial to sort of dissect it out. But here you have a single agent. That kind of brings up the issue of how much data do you have to see in order to have something come into practice when, again, it's a monotherapy and you're looking at metastatic disease. Is this something that you think should be in practice right now?
I think it should be in practice very soon. The data from the single-arm phase 2 trial that I told you about that my patient was enrolled in should be presented and published soon. Can't say more than that, but I think that's probably what the FDA is waiting for. They do have a breakthrough status, so their data in the phase 2 setting will be looked at closely, and they have at least 3 ongoing phase 3 clinical trials to support an accelerated approval. The one issue that needs to be contended with is this risk of pneumonitis, which did lead to 5 deaths in the phase 1 study. So I think it's important to make sure there's a lot of education relating to who should go on this drug and how to monitor patients and educate patients so that this can be picked up quickly and deaths can be avoided.